The judge says he's inclined to unseal some of the Mar-a-Lago affidavits. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Justice Department has a week to suggest what parts of the affidavit used to get the warrant to search the former president's home should be kept secret.
Federal Judge Bruce Reinhardt said he's inclined to release some of the affidavit that led to the FBI raid at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Now the Justice Department has about a week to suggest any redactions, but the judge will have the final say. Judge Reinhardt also ordered some of the documents related to the search warrant to be unsealed, including the application for the warrant. The affidavit will likely reveal the informant and what information they provided to the federal government that greenlighted that search warrant.
Fox's Matt Finn. Trump attorney Alina Haba tells Fox's Hannity she doesn't expect we'll see much.
I would expect that we'll get a lot of black ink all over that piece of paper. If I was the DOJ, a Biden DOJ, I'd probably be redacting everything other than the word and the.
Government attorneys argued that unsealing the warrants could reveal the names of witnesses and informants. The Biden administration making plans to end taxpayer funding for coronavirus vaccines.
The Wall Street Journal first reported the Department of Health and Human Services will hold a planning session at the end of the month with big drug makers, pharma, and health officials. HHS says it will take months to shift payments for COVID vaccines to the commercial market. It's not clear how 30 million people in the United States without health insurance will be covered. An HHS spokesman tells Fox, quote, HHS is engaging closely with these stakeholders to plan and ensure that the transition happens smoothly when the time does come.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson, the U.S. is setting aside an extra 50,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine for places with upcoming gay pride events. The CDC says the vast majority of the cases are among men who've had sex recently with other men. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Indictments have been handed down in the killing of former Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger.
Paul DiColigero, Photius Gies, and Sean McKinnon were all indicted as part of a conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Bulger was 89 years old when he was killed at a federal prison facility in West Virginia. Prosecutors say Gies and DiColigero beat Bulger, causing his death. Both are charged with murder and assault. McKinnon, in addition to conspiracy, is charged with lying to a federal agent. Gies and DiColigero are still in prison. McKinnon was on supervised release. He was taken into custody in Florida. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two murder convictions yesterday in California in cases that had been cold for decades. Horace Van Vults Jr. found guilty of killing Selena Keough in 1981 and Mary Duggan in 1986. The case is solved with DNA evidence. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with UN Chief Guterres and Turkey's President Erdogan in Ukraine to discuss ways to end the war with Russia, get safety inspections for a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant, and expand Ukrainian grain exports, but little progress was reported. There's been a second fatal case in as many months of a brain-eating amoeba.
A jury will decide whether Barry Croft and Adam Fox are guilty of a 2020 averted plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer at a home in Elk Rapids and of conspiring to use a weapon of mass destruction. Prosecutors resting their case, alleging the two were outraged over Whitmer's COVID-19 restrictions and planned to kill her security detail. An FBI agent who was undercover testifying there was talk of blowing up at least one bridge to slow down law enforcement response. Defense attorneys will make their case, arguing their clients were entrapped and only voicing opinions. Two other defendants cleared of charges in April, but
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.